Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what is up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I am here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Today I've got a great interview with Lynn Foster. He's the big cheese at the software company AccuLynx, and we're going to get into the latest on technology and software and what you need to know as a roofing contractor to run a more profitable roofing business. But before we get into it with Lynn, I want to talk about first impressions and how that first contact with your company is going to be one of the top drivers of your prospects' purchasing decisions. And that's where Ruby receptionists come in. Ruby receptionists will answer 100% of your calls live, transfer only the calls you want to receive, take messages, address common questions, just like an in-house receptionist, but at a fraction of the cost. Building trust with project owners from the first interaction is critical to earning their business, which is why they do more than simply answering the phone. With Ruby, all your calls will be answered by a friendly professional receptionist. Their positive tone and desire to go above and beyond build relationships from day one, increasing the likelihood of selling that job. If you're relying on voicemail or that impersonal answering service, Forbes magazine tells us that 80% of callers won't even leave a message, but instead just go to your competitors until they find a live person. Ruby gives you the peace of mind to step away from the phone and focus on the activities that make you money. With real-time updates and notifications, you can stay on top of your calls wherever you are. All your messages and voicemails are at your fingertips through the Ruby mobile app and can be delivered to you by text or email. If you want to experience Ruby for yourself, just go to callruby.com/roofershow and go for a test drive. You'll set up a sample greeting. They'll email you a temporary number to call, and you can make as many test calls as you like within a one-hour window. And you can save $50 on your first full month's service by using promo code ROOFER50. That's callruby.com/roofershow and start making that great first impression today. So let's get into the show with Lynn Foster. Hey, Lynn, thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Dave, thanks for having me. I really like your podcast, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
It was great to see you down in New Orleans at the RRE show a few months ago, and you were set up in the technology section of that show, and that space just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and pretty soon, I mean, it's going to be half the expo, and it's that growth in technology in the roofing business that I wanted to talk to you about today. But before we do, can you give us a little backstory about how you got into the industry?
I sure can. So personally, my background, I'm an industrial engineer, so engineer by trade. And came up through industry, worked at a couple of Fortune companies as an engineer. And then I was the one of the engineers on an automated assembly line where we actually took a bathroom scale that was assembled manually and converted that to a completely automated process. So that was one of the biggest jobs that I'd worked on. And when we installed the assembly line, one of the engineers that was working for a company that did the installation said, when it was all done, said, "Hey, why don't you come work for us? We really like the way that you plan things and your project management skills." So I ended up doing that, and that kind of got me into the contracting side of things. So I did that for a few years, and then ended up going to work for a precast concrete company, and did a lot of work with architects and engineers and helped them design buildings out of precast concrete. So we would take maybe a structure that was either metal or it was concrete block or something like that, and we would convert that to precast concrete. and then go through the, you know, the entire construction process and the project management and everything. So I really loved doing that. And then in about 2008, 2009, the construction market just took a tank. And, you know, after a number of very difficult pay cuts and issues with the industry, I finally said, I've had enough of this, and decided that I was going to leave construction and get into something either in like medical sales or software, you know, something that I thought had a little more recession-proof background to it. So I ended up going to work for a data management company for a year, year and a half, and then stumbled across the founder of AccuLynx on LinkedIn. And what I noticed was he had a background that had a construction background and a software background. And it was very similar to what I had. You know, while I was an engineer, I used software all the time for everything we did, but yet I did that in the construction industry. So I reached out to him, and next thing you know, we had lunch, and we had a relationship back and forth where we talked every now and then, had lunch maybe every 2-3 months for about a year and a half or so. And then one day he said, hey, you know what, we've grown enough. Why don't you come to work for me at AccuLynx? So it turned out then to be kind of the best of both worlds, right? I could be in the software industry, which is what I wanted to do. I love the technology, had utilized software and computers my entire career. But yet it was back in the construction side of things, in the construction industry or the market that we were serving. So I could relate to the contractors. I understood the entire building process. I understood the labor side of it, the supply side of it. But yet I could be on the software end. So that's how I came about working at AccuLynx.
Well, that's great. Well, nobody ever leaves the construction business. They keep coming back in, I think, you know.
it's addicting. You know, it's just this big puzzle. Everybody loves to put these big puzzles together.
Exactly. Well, let's get into technology. And where's all this going? And as a roofing contractor, how is this going to help my business?
Well, I think where it's going is it's all about organization and communication. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. If the more organized you are as a contractor and the better you communicate, the more money you're going to make and the more successful you're going to be. So when you looked at the technologies that are out there nowadays, you look at something like AccuLynx, which is a CRM ERP system, you know, that organizes things. But also when you look at something as simple as an aerial measurement coming in, right? That's an organized way to have a measurement. It's a safer way to have a measurement. But then when you start taking those different organizational methods and you bring them together and you create integrations, now you create efficiencies and automation. So, you know, you can bring a measurement in, you can automatically populate an estimate, you can send a quote out via email that's automatically then converted to an order that sends off to the supply house. So now you have all this data transfer going back and forth, and it's through different companies and different entities and different services, and it just makes the roofing contractor more efficient. And not only are they more efficient, they make less errors. So every 600 keystrokes, I don't care how good you type, every 600 keystrokes, you're going to make an error. So if you start to eliminate keystrokes, you start to eliminate handwritten notes, you start to eliminate taking pictures on your phone and leaving them there, instead you auto-populate that into a project, now all those start diminishing and diminishing and diminishing. You're more accurate, and that's communication organization thing comes in. You know, so the more automation you use, the more accurate you are, the better off you're going to be.
Sounds like that'll give me a place to keep all my sticky notes. But also, I'm able to bring in all my photos and all my aerial measurements, everything into one job folder, is what you're saying.
That's correct. So if you think of, you know, think of the Manila folder, and then you think of a whiteboard where a lot of roofing contractors will have, you know, all their jobs laid out and what status they're in. All of that can be digitized, and it's just put into, you know, into a software package that sits on your computer screen or on your tablet or on your phone. So now instead of writing notes on a yellow pad and putting that into the folder, or creating a quote or an estimate and putting it in the folder, you create an order for the supply house, put it in the folder. You have an invoice for the homeowner, put it in the folder. Well, now that folder goes out to the job site with the job foreman. So he's got it on the job site sitting in his truck, and somebody back in the office needs access to that folder. They need to look at an invoice because there's a question on a bill from the supply house, say. So what happens in that world? Well, they get on the phone. They try to call the person that has the file folder in the truck. Sometimes he answers. Sometimes he doesn't. By the time he gets back to him, it's okay. I've got it in my truck. I'll bring it back at the end of the day. Well, that's the old school method. And people that are doing that are just going to get outpaced. Because in today's world, with software, that folder resides up in the cloud and everybody has access to it all the time. So you, let's say you and I are working together and I'm the guy out in the field and I have the folder in my truck. You can just look at the project on your computer and see the exact same information that I have sitting in my truck. Or I've got that sitting on my phone. Maybe I'm standing at the job site and I wanted to see the estimate on that job because, you know what, it doesn't look like it's the right material. I don't have to make any phone calls. I can just look at it right on the spot. So you become much more agile. You know, you can react faster. You can be more accurate in what you do.
Agreed. And what I really like is the CRM portion of the program. We're not having those little yellow slips of paper falling down between the seats of our truck, but we're able to really keep control over that sales pipeline. Can you talk about the CRM a little bit?
I sure can. So visibility on what's going on in your company is extremely important. When we do a demo, like typically sitting at IRE or a trade show or a seminar or something like that, we'll have our dashboard up for our software. And I'll have people look at the demo account, and right on the dashboard, there's a little pipeline that has leads, prospect, approved jobs, completed jobs, and invoice jobs. So, you know, a lead is when the lead comes in, a prospect that's been assigned to someone and you're working on the estimate. Approved, obviously, is it's approved and it's an active job and you're doing the work. Completed, it's completed, but not been billed and invoiced. It's been invoiced, but not collected. And we have a certain, you can see the number of jobs in each one of those statuses, and you can see the dollar amount in each one of those statuses. And we have the demo account set up in a way that we show like five leads in that status and, you know, 25 or 30 prospects and maybe 18 to 20 active jobs and 10 to 20 completed and maybe 10 to 20 invoice jobs. And I have a comment at that, and I just ask them, what does that tell you? And they look at it and say, I don't know. I say, well, how many jobs do you have that you're bidding right now? And they'll take a guess. I'll say, how many active jobs do you have going on right now? They'll take a guess. And I look up at the screen. I can say, well, this is the exact number of jobs you have going on in each one of those statuses. So you know exactly what's going on with your company. And oh, by the way, why do you only have five leads? So if you have five leads, what's going to happen in 2 months? Mm-hmm. In 2 months, you're going to say, we're out of work. I don't know what happened. It all dried up. It didn't all dry up. You stopped looking for work. Right. So visibility is everything. And that's the CRM. That's the pipeline. That's where the magic happens, is you just have everything put in front of you and it's organized and you can see it and then you can act on it. So now if you're a business owner and you see that, you know that lead level has got to stay above 20. No matter what, you've got to keep it above 20. And if it's above 20, things kind of take care of themselves. You see that drop down to 10, you know you've got to get all hands on board and start getting some leads. So that's really what the CRM does. You know, it compiles data, and that's just one small part of it. And you can do the same thing with an individual job. If you're taking all the notes on a job and putting it in the same place, you're taking all of the photos, all of the documents, all the correspondence back and forth via email or tasks or things like that. If they're all in one spot and a customer calls you up and has a question, and all you have to do is click on that job number or that customer, and then all of that data pops up, you can answer any question they have. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the folder, I'm sitting out in the field and the folder's back at the office, you say, I've got to call you back. So what do? Most of the time a contractor will not answer the call, even though they know it's a customer, because they know they can't answer their question and they don't want to be able to disappoint them, right? So it's just, that's what I was saying earlier. The people that are using technology are going to outpace the people that aren't, just because they have more information at their fingertips.
Yeah, well, as a sales manager, what I like is I want to be able to see where each of these leads are and what's the process and where they are on each of these. And that way it's easy for me to just look at it. I can see when the last phone calls were, assuming these guys are entering any information. That's a whole other problem. But if they're doing that and following the program, I can really see where they are. I don't have to chase all these guys down. It gives me a great way to stay on top of my salespeople. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. And the other great thing about a CRM is, let's say you have your sales meeting, you once a week meet with each one of the salesmen. You can go through and you can sort by salesman, by city, however you want, and you can look at just their jobs. And you can look at all their completed jobs, all their invoice jobs. You can look at the AR on all their invoice jobs. You can look at, you know, what's their conversion method or percentage from prospects or the leads that they were given to active jobs. You have all of that data that you can show them and say, hey, you know, you're only closing 8% of your jobs. You know, you got to get that up to, you know, 30, 40%. So, you know, it's things like that that just allow you to be very proactive.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what are some of the other ways that you're seeing contractors using this so that are benefiting them as far as software programs and, you know, AccuLynx in particular?
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits is our integration with some of the supply houses. So everybody has to bid a job, right? Even if you're doing insurance work, you're still going to create an estimate to check the adjuster and make sure that they're accurate, right? You want to make sure that you're getting everything you can. So in order to do that, you've got to have a method, whether it's a spreadsheet you can use. I mean, some people still go by the square, you know, it's $350 a square. If I do that, I'm covered. That's a horrible way to do it, by the way. But if you use, we have what are called templates, and you actually can go right down to the nails that are on a roof given an estimate. And then we have an integration with some supply houses where we can pull real-time pricing data from their back-end database and actually apply it to that estimate. So now you never have to worry about price increases. You always have up-to-date, accurate prices. You know that you're bidding the exact item that you want to on that roof. It's whatever that SKU number is what it is, and that's what you order all the time. So the ability to be that accurate and then check your job cost. So now a job comes in, and it's, you know, $14,000, and you know that your cost $9,000. The balance on that $5,000 is your gross. Where if you're just bidding by the square foot, you're taking a guess that it's enough to cover the and make some money. No idea how much you're making. Where, you know, that's where we're getting a little more accurate, being able to see that. And that all comes in with something like AccuLynx. We also have a feature called Smart Docs, where you can take any piece of paper that you have that's a form, you can scan that in, bring it as a PDF, and then we can electronically make that into a smart document that can be filled out on an iPad. So now I go into a job or I go out to meet with a customer and I have an inspection report. Well, instead of pulling out a three-part inspection report or a one-part inspection report, I just pull it up on my iPad and I fill it out. And then when I hit save, it saves it to that job file. I don't even have to worry about filing it, and it's always there. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we can do to automate the old processes, but also make them more efficient, make sure they're filed properly.
Right, right. Well, I'm kind of an old school guy, you know, here I am, pad of paper. We got a relatively mature company, let's say. How am I going to convert over to this? I mean, this is all kind of passing me by. How do I get started? What are some of the problems that I can expect to get into, and how can you get me going on this?
So here's my litmus test. I've used this a ton of times, and I'll just ask you, what kind of phone do you have right now? What phone are you on?
You mean these two tin cans and the string attached to it?
Okay, you're not a candidate for AccuLynx.
Exactly.
No, but seriously, what kind of phone do you have? What kind of cell phone?
I've got this the latest iPhone.
Okay, you're in. You can use AccuLynx. So what I tell people, and most of the time when they walk up, especially if they're an older person, and you know they say, I don't want to mess with this technology thing, I can't learn that. I say, well, what kind of phone is your phone? They pull out a smartphone, they're a candidate to use AccuLynx, because if they pull out a smartphone, they know how to use apps. They can call someone, they can text someone, they can check their bank balance, they can, you know, there are tons of things they can do. They can go on Facebook. So if they can do that, they're trainable. Now, if a guy pulls out a flip phone, I just say, buddy, can I buy you a cup of coffee? Because it's not going to work out.
The old clamshell.
So that, you know, that's kind of where we're at now. Old people, I shouldn't say old people, technology adverse people. As long as you're comfortable with a smartphone, you'll be comfortable with the system. And then the easiest way to do it is, one, start off small. You know, figure out what you want the software to do. If it's just the CRM side to start off with, okay. You know what? Just organize all of your leads, your estimates, your photos, and that's it. Start off with that. And then maybe you look at the next step is to bring in some of your contracts. Maybe the next step is to invoice out of AccuLynx. The next step is to integrate it with QuickBooks. So you don't have to do it all at once, but you do have to commit to it. I also say you can't swim by putting your toe in the water, right? You've got to jump in the pool. So you've got to fully commit, because if you do it halfway, I guarantee you're going to fail. And you just have to commit to it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think by trying to keep it simple, not get overwhelmed by it, is to start off small, as you say, with just a few of the programs, perhaps. But you've got to get moving on this thing, because it's just going to pass you by. And it's really tough. The problem that we always had was the adoption, getting, you know, the sales force to enter in the information and so forth into the CRM, because it's only as good as the information you're putting in.
I would agree with that, but that's a management problem.
Yeah.
That's not a software problem, right? So
true.
Think of it this way. Let's say if you get somebody that adopts a software package like AccuLynx, that salesman can effectively handle 1 million to 1.5 million in work easily, right? Because it makes the organizations there, you can handle it. So if you get people that are doing it manually, that are doing $500,000 to $700,000, and they're pretty well, they're maxed out. That's all they can handle. So you've got capacity left in those guys. And we hear this all the time, where you've got a $1 million salesman that doesn't want to change. And you've got five other guys that would change if that one guy would change. My advice is get rid of that guy. You say, listen, you either do this or you don't. You're going to get the same number of leads in. That guy's not going out and getting leads. He's just closing the deals. So if those four guys can close an extra 25 to 50%, they have more capacity. You don't need that guy that's not going to listen, the guy that's not going to comply with your new rules. So you have to make a decision. Do you want to just sit there and let him run you, or do you want to run the company? And in the end, you will be more efficient and you'll make more money when you adapt this technology. And a great example of that, when you look back and people saying, I don't need anything, remember before they had a fax machine, and then fax machines came out. And people said, and I remember that, I'm old enough to remember that.
That's too old.
And I think you are too. People said, I'll never use that damn thing. I'm not going to send my information over the telephone. You name one person now that doesn't use one, even if they're an old person or hasn't used one, right? They've all used them. And the other example is a phone. How many people used to survive without a cell phone? Now it's unheard of to survive without a cell phone. So this is the next thing, right? And it's going to happen whether you like it or not. You've got to get on board. And let's say you don't get on board and you can keep doing what you're doing. Your competitors are going to do 2 to 3 times what you're doing with less work. So which one do you want to be?
Yep. Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's just going to pass you by. And this is where the change in the industry is really going. You got guys that don't adapt. They're going to be dinosaurs and they're going to be out of business.
How many horse and buggies do you see on the road today?
Yeah, well, I still got that buggy whip hanging around here. So. Now, there's a question that I've got is, let's say we do have to fire that employee that's not getting with the program. What happens with that? Are they able to take all this information with them and go start their own business?
No, that's the beauty of a software package. You control the data and you control their access to the data. So in the old days, or in some people currently operate this way, is a salesman would have a folder and they would have a big binder with all of their files in there, or they'd have a milk crate sitting in their truck with all the files and the different statuses. But inside that file is everything, right? So if he's working on, say, 15 jobs and each job is $10,000, that's $150,000 worth of work. And all of a sudden he decides that, you know what, I can do this better. I'm going to go out and start my own company. I'm just going to, you know, finish up the jobs I have, but I'm going to hold back these 15 jobs, because that's going to get me going. Well, when you're working with something like AccuLynx or a software package, you know, he says, I'm going to go, you immediately can go in and turn off his access. And he doesn't have access to any of that data. So they're not able to take it with them. So that it's a great safety precaution from people taking your future customers or customer information and things like that.
That's great, because if you've been around long enough, we've all had that happen to us at one time or another.
Oh, yeah. It's very common. During our demos, when we demo and the owner is there, they love that. They think, oh my gosh, I can just turn them off, because everybody's had disgruntled employees, right? It just happens. It's part of the industry.
Yeah. Now, one thing I like to do when I'm evaluating software is I go online, check out some of these sites that offer reviews of actual users that are using the software. And you've got some good comments here. Just want to go over a couple. And the first one, my life is so much more organized. I can go home on the weekends, not have to worry about what needs to be done or where I might have put a file. Feels good to be able to share with my boss when she is away from the office and show her profit and or losses. And another one that I like is able to keep an accurate record of communications with customers as well as supplies we have ordered. We like that we can upload documents to the customer portal and share them with all the staff members, even when the estimator is in the field. AccuLynx also tracks the phone calls that are made to the customer from the mobile app and tracks all email communications with customers, which allows us to ensure our staff are providing the proper attention to the customer. That's some great stuff. And really, this is what software can do for us, is that it can put us back in control. We feel in control, and when we feel in control, there's less stress in our life. And as contractors, less stress in our life is a good thing, don't you think?
Oh, I definitely agree. You hit the nail right on the head with that. In our testimonials, there's another great video in there where one of our users says one of the things he likes best about AccuLynx is he can look over people's shoulder without looking over their shoulder. And I think that's just a great line. You know, he can see what's going on without micromanaging people. So that he can feel comfortable, but he doesn't have to impose his will on people. And I think that's exactly what our system does. It allows you to take a good look at everything from a, you know, whether it's a 30,000 foot view or drill right down into a specific comment without really, you know, bugging everybody. You can just sit down and look at your screen and find all the information.
I like it. So where can our listeners go to get some more information about your program?
Well, the easiest way to do that is go to AccuLynx.com. That's AccuLynx.com. And look at the features page and also look at the testimonials. And then if you're interested, click on the request a demo button. And when you request that demo, we'll get a hold of you. And we'll sit down and, you know, it takes about half an hour to 45 minutes and we'll explain the software. We'll ask you a little bit about your business and how you run and how you do things, what type of work you do. And then we'll show you the software and how it would apply to you. So really all we're looking for is, you know, do your due diligence by taking 45 minutes and seeing if it's for you. If it's for you, that's great. If not, then, you know, you can just keep moving on.
You know, and another thing I recommend everybody do is subscribe to your newsletter, because that's some great information that comes out. You've got some great blog articles and really some helpful information. So I just want to thank you, Lynn, for coming on. This has been some great stuff. I think you got a great program there. We will see you soon and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Dave, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Lynn. Take care. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. Go check out my website at theroofershow.com, where you can get some great free downloads, get some great business tips on how to help you run a more profitable roofing business. And we will see you next week on The Roofer Show.